This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottaglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert in studio. And Bob, big day today, made official. Kellen Moore's first press conference with the Saints. And I will give him an A for one thing. Man, he got down this head coaching speech real good. He knows how to sidestep, you know, answers pretty good, then give it to you. We got some certainly tape of that. But for never being a head coach, he gets an A-plus for that today.
Well, no, he's a pro.
Yeah. But
he's a leader of men. Nick Sirianni, I thought, said it best. He's a whole lot better than Nick Sirianni was in the initial press conference. Eagles fans say, what, that's our head coach? No, Kellen Moore is way mature beyond his years. I'm telling you what, I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is that he's a pro football coach at the highest level. He knows what the hell he's talking about. Now, head coach, you have to see what's going to happen and what's going to occur. But Super Bowl winning coach Nick Sirianni said this. He's been fantastic as our offensive coordinator. He said, you know, you go from an offensive coordinator to leading now an entire team. He said, but you're still in charge. When you think about it, he's still in charge of 30 guys, so half the team on the offensive side of the ball. So now you just got to get the other side. You got to get the defense head in the right direction, the right defensive coordinator. Look what Vic Fangio meant to Nick Sirianni about them becoming Super Bowl champs, and Kellen Moore leading the offense. So he has led men before. So you know what? To be that offensive coordinator when you're in charge, Mike, because you're in charge of that offensive meeting room. So it's a good preview of the type of head coach that you're going to be, and it's not your first rodeo, that him being an offensive coordinator. Mike, he went from playing to being an offensive coordinator in his late 20s. That's unbelievable. He's a coach's son. I think a natural, you know, say natural born killer, natural born football coach. It's in his blood. And all I know is you respect Lane Johnson. Right, Lane Johnson, all pro, offensive tackle. I think he made all pro a couple of seasons. Amongst the best tackles in the National Football League. And that's in the trenches, the big guys. He says, look, he's a great football mind. And I think he's a football genius. And his best days are ahead of him. Mike, when you trust Lane Johnson, you know, the coaches that he's witnessed and what he thinks about him.
Listen, Lane didn't just come into the league 2 years ago. He's been here
exactly.
For quite some time. Bob, I'm going to ask you the question. I asked this to Archie Manning yesterday because I do think more than any other position, the quarterback spot, that there is some intrate parts. Jake Delhomme told me this, that, you know, when you decide that's the position I'm going to play, you also take into effect you're going to be the leader of that team. You the guy they look into, and sometimes a lot more than the head coach.
Well,
and so I think that can translate from being a former quarterback at the highest level with Boise State, and then, you know, he was a backup in the NFL, but still he played, that leadership – of being a quarterback can translate to being into the head coaching position?
Well, without a doubt, you got to be an extrovert. You're not playing tennis or golf or it's by myself. It's the ultimate team sport. So you got to be a leader of men. And you got to be an extrovert. People might not agree with this, but I think all NFL quarterbacks are narcissists. Now, at different levels, you got to have some narcissistic aspects of your life and what you do. Now, it might be better on a football team versus your family life, but you have to be able to keep that in check. But no, you got to be commanding. You have to want to be the leader of men. And to be a leader of an army or society or whatever you're at, you got to be an alpha. You can't be, I just want to get along. No, this is the way it is, and this is what the way we're doing it. And it doesn't matter the age. You could be until the day you die. And you're going to have how you handle adversity. Look at Winston Churchill. If you don't get involved in England, the damn Germans would have took over England. Because, maybe we should go along what Hitler's doing and all that. And now you think I'm being extreme, but it's true. It's all leaders. No matter how old you are. Alexander the Great. He was 21 years old. He was leading armies and conquering the world. So there's a certain intangible that comes about that people, they tend to lean upon, and they look for you to be their leader. And I think that's where Kellen Moore's at. Look, I don't know if he's going to be a great head coach, but I know he knows football. I know he knows it at the highest level, and he's way more mature beyond his years. He might be 36, and he might as well be a 46-year-old or 56. I mean, the age does not matter. He knows what the hell he's doing. And I think he'll have success. Now, can the Houdat Nation, can we be patient? Because I look all of a sudden what he done with the Eagles to win their world champs. Who on the Saints team right now would start off with that Eagles offense? Just looking at the offensive players. Now, different packages. Okay, I look at...
Only one.
Okay, but Mike, that's what I look at. Okay.
Only one on offense.
Okay, and then you look at, he came over from the Jets. What's his name? Becton.
Mekhi Becton.
Okay, Becton. He was considered a busted tackle. He worked out of guard, but now his contract's up, and he probably, I'm a world champ. I want to get paid. See, McCoy could be, now we look at him as our center, one of the best centers in the league. But look at the center they put in there, plug and play, who replaced Kelsey. I don't know. McCoy, you might have to play guard on this team. And he played at a high level.
Yeah, because they spent a second-round pick on Cam Jurgens coming out of Nebraska.
And hasn't he been awesome?
He has been good. And a couple years earlier, they had spent a second-round pick on Landon Dickerson, who was a center at Alabama, but he had played center guard.
Right.
And so he's the guard.
So I'm just looking at the weapons and what he's inheriting, but he's accepting the challenge. Okay, just look at the running back position. Alvin Kamara. And Coach Moore even said this. All the NFL teams are aware of what Alvin Kamara brings to the table. We're looking for an Alvin Kamara, like a pass-receiving running back who runs hard between the tackles and all that and who can bounce it out. But Alvin Kamara wouldn't be starting off for the Eagles. He'd be running back by committee. I'm just telling you, like Saquon, and you'd have Alvin Kamara. But we'll talk about a 1-2 punch. I'm just looking at their team and who he coached and the success they had. Okay,
one guy.
Okay, look at Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed. They'd be the third and fourth receiver, right? A.J. Moore, like Devontae and all, they'd be the third, fourth receiver. So that's why as Saints fans, we're going to have to be patient what's going to come about. Now, whether we're playing a 3-4 or 4-3 on defense. Now, if we're playing a 3-4, do we have a nose tackle? We don't have that damn nose tackle on the team right now.
But that's the one area you would have to get a nose guard. But it's so hybrid today. They talk about 3-4, 4-3.
Yeah,
I heard
yeah.
Vic Fangio
yeah,
talk
yeah.
about it. Okay, different plays. You are a 4-3.
You could be a 4-3, 3-4, but you always have a base.
Right.
You might have a base.
That's where the nose guard.
The nose guard where they're doing all the dirty work. They're not necessarily in the stat line, but they're occupying two blockers every place so the linebackers can roam. All I know is you can, now God rest their soul, Sam Mills and Von Johnson. Boy, you know who didn't get enough credit with Don Betrou? Jim Wilkes. 12th round draft pick out of San Diego State. You want to talk about occupied blockers and not get knocked off the ball. Right now, the Saints don't have that type of player. What about Brian Brzee? Bobby, he's a D lineman. What? No. He can't play. Now, maybe he can play on the edge in a 3-4, but not nose guard.
That's a better position for him as a 3-4 defensive end than it is as a D tackle.
Okay, to play devil's
advocate. Because you can use your length that way better, and because he's so tall cut.
Right, and he can rush the passer. That's what you want. Look, Frank Warren and jumping and all that was able to do that. But when you look at, it stands to reason, like, let's say it's your base again. 4-3 means four down linemen, three linebackers. 3-4, three down linemen, four linebackers. Well, the Dome Patrol, we had four linebacking studs. the Saints, we hoping we have 1.5. To run a 3-4, do we have four linebackers right now? No. So we better hope our young cats work out. Whoever we draft, we better hit on the draft. And that's why I'm saying you're going to have patience. It might be to say we're going to go from 5 wins to 10 wins. Sean Payton did it. Well, Sean Payton had Drew Brees, and it's better to be lucky than good sometimes. We were 10-6, was the number 2 seed, made the NFC Championship. You want to talk about
the best coaching job Sean ever did year one.
We overachieved that year.
Because the next 2 years showed you
that was more realistic.
How good you really were. But think about the last 2 years, the drastic change, the Texans. They were flat on their back. C.J. Stroud.
Right.
And then last year, then this year, pass. Okay. Dan Quinn comes in there, brings in a lot of veterans. But Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, no, it's a difference maker.
You don't have that type guy.
No, because Sean took him from after Katrina, 3 wins to 10 wins. And I'm saying I hope that would happen, but I just don't see that happen. 5 wins to 10 wins. I think with Derek Carr, I'm not saying we're going to win anything. All I know is with Derek Carr, that's the only games we won at 5. And I think with Derek Carr, the best case scenario, we're 8-9, 9-8. So where is that getting you? In the middle of the pack. Isn't it trying to win a championship, win the NFC South? You know what's crazy right now? Mike, from a national perspective, you want to talk about, this is old school, the Saints being disrespected. We like the Rodney Dangerfield team. Mike, they have, Tampa Bay is still the top dog right now. Look where they're at in the NFC South. You look at Atlanta, where they're at with their young quarterback. And look at the Panthers, how they finished the season. Then we finished fourth. Right now, from a national perspective, they think the Saints are the fourth in the NFC South. So, as far as winning a championship, first things first, we got to just try and win the NFC South and go from there. That's why, can we be patient, Who Dat Nation? I don't know.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this break. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to James. James, you're in the huddle with Mike and Bob.
Hey, thanks, guys. So I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a journey, right? I think the biggest thing that he's going to realize is that, and it's sad to say that the Eagles won the championship in part because of Howie. He might have to.
You talk about Howie the GM. You have to tell right. the tell
no,
the
he,
listeners.
He, not yeah. a little part, a big part.
No, a big part. Howie Roseman's right. in the Pro Football Hall of Fame of GMs.
Right. So he'll realize soon, and I hope this won't be the case moving forward, but it appears that he may have to win despite Mickey. Mickey's got. We got to do a much better job in the draft. We can't afford any guys in free agency. I think the guy that I'm looking forward to coming from the Eagles would be Mekhi Becton, and I would love to see him play the guard position. Even though he was drafted at tackle, but one thing I know about Becton and our new head coach is that he worked really well with him back in Philly, and they can't sign everybody. Hopefully, we got enough money in the coffers to get to pick that kid up for the sole purpose of my not seeing Vita Vega beat the brakes off our running backs every time they try to run that ball up the middle.
Yeah.
You better put a big guy on a big guy.
Yeah, yeah. With Vita Vate. He has not disappointed Mike, but he was drafted. He's lived up to those expectations. And James, okay, to play devil's advocate, you want to say Mickey and all that, the front office. But all I know is that all they could do is get him in the building. Look at the scouting department. They said, okay, Zach Bond, they drafted him. Okay, you look at Trey Hendrickson. So here we got a guy.
Caden Ellis.
Caden Ellis. Okay, and then but look at Zach Bond, 150-plus tackles. Like, Mike, who's getting ready to win Defensive Player of the Year? Trey Hendrickson led the NFL in sacks. And so we let him go. I mean, the coaching. Now, to me.
The valuation part was bad at defensive tackle. We not as good there as when we had Onyemata and those guys up front.
But then do you think it was a money thing? And I wanted to pay Onyemata and Shai Tuttle and all?
Because, I think it was a money thing with Onyemata and too, as he followed Ryan Nielsen to Atlanta.
Well, that makes sense. But, you know, a lot of times it's a combination. And you got to pull, you know, you get in the tug of war. You always got to be pulling in the same direction. You know, what are the scouting department, the coaching staff, the whole organization. That's what the Eagles have done an outstanding job from top to bottom with that. All going the right direction. Could the Saints have had players come in the building? And throughout their history, they've had players who's been on the team. You don't know how many times fans will come up to me. Bobby, they used to be a Saint, or they were a Saint. Now they're kicking ass with somebody else. They play with somebody else. So look, okay, now different personalities. How can you motivate them? I know you got to put up a like CeeDee Deuce, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He goes Saints, Eagles, Lions, back to the Eagles. All I know, he's a Super Bowl champ. So you look at a number of players, and obviously you want it to be outstanding citizens on and off the field. But I just look at like Zach Bond. That, to me, that's Dennis Allen and the coaching staff there, where all of a sudden he's just a special teams player for us. You don't go from a special teams player to being nominated or in that process of being the NFL Defensive Player of the Year and All-Pro, and he don't even play on. Now, I remember interviewing him at the media day at the Super Bowl. He said, it took me a little while, and I actually worked on my craft to get better in pass coverage. Get better in pass coverage. He had a damn interception in the Super Bowl, Zach Bond. So good for him. So when I look at all that, can we evaluate the players? And then when you evaluate them,
to fit what this team is going to do.
And then make them better.
Yeah,
and exactly. Then make them better. Because that's – but to me, when you say like flash in the pan and turn around in one season, okay, you could say magically Drew Brees brought that stability in 2006. Okay, look at later examples, and you can look at the past two seasons. Okay, who was the sexy team when you look at 2023? Going from the outhouse to the penthouse, Houston Texans. Why? C.J. Stroud, the trigger man. Now, there was other parts to that. I'm not saying that. But then you look at this year, the Washington Commanders. Jane Daniels. So right now, that's why I just don't see us rapidly, quickly turning that around.
We got C.J. Stroud or Jaden Daniels or Drew Brees.
Who's our quarterback? Now, Spencer Rattler might develop. I don't know. He didn't win a game. I mean, we hoping for all that. Derek Carr. Derek Carr is a legit starting NFL quarterback, and there's 32 teams. Do you know every year there's like 12 teams that don't have a quarterback in the National Football League that should be starting? Derek Carr's more in that 15 to 20. I'd say at best case scenario, when he's really clicking like he did those first two games, hovering around 12. But, Mike, he's not in the bottom 12.
He's in the middle of the pack.
Yes. Now, that doesn't mean you win anything. So I'm just saying, look at all of a sudden the stability Matthew Stafford has brought to the Rams. All of a sudden the rumors are out there.
He might be headed out east.
Right.
To the Giants.
So because you know why? As good as the Rams have played, and they won a Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford. They look at, I think we've gone as far as we could go. It's all about winning championships.
And about money, because Matt wants to get paid also. Bob, the Saints have just announced that they have signed Clyde Edwards-Helaire to a one-year deal. Clyde got picked up late in the process, and
well, he's had emotional issues. To me,
Clyde can play.
Yeah, at the beginning of his career, he lived up to expectation with the Chiefs.
It's sort of
and after that, he did not. Where he was drafted, Clyde. I'm not saying he's a bust,
but he was a bust for the Chiefs.
Yes. Exactly, Mike.
Can he work out here?
If he was a fourth or fifth round pick, it don't matter. But where the Chiefs drafted him, he was a bust. Look, Pacheco, look where he was drafted.
He was a seventh round.
And he beat out Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So, no, he might work out the Saints. It's all about you got to fight. You got to bounce back, and he might work out with the Saints. Look at Kareem Hunt. All of a sudden, he's thrown to the curb.
And he didn't bounce all over.
Yeah, and then he got in trouble off the field, and then he's back with Kansas City. Andy Reid said, let's put him in there. But I'm going to tell you what. You look at coaching and what you do. Boy, you want to talk about the Eagles coaching staff out-coaching Spags and Andy Reid. That wasn't even close. You want to tell you, the Eagles took the Chiefs coaching staff. We always talk about the players. The Eagles coaching staff took the Chiefs coaching staff to the woodshed. You know why? Andy Reid got too cute, as great as he is. How about you run the damn ball? How about you attempt to run the ball? What, they had three rushing attempts the first half? Come on.
It was checkmate. Game over.
And you know what Vic Fangio said? And this is from the Eagles defenders. They're going to force Pat Mahomes to play quarterback. Bobby, what do you mean by that? You know what? To go through the progressions, a rushing four, trying to throw through the forest, not blitzing one-on-one and all that. So now, who would ever have thought that they're in those defensive meeting rooms before the Super Bowl and saying that Vic Fangio and all is getting all the defensive players, we're going to force Pat Mahomes to play quarterback. And with some kind of discipline, not running all around like a chicken with his head cut off. And that's good that you can do all that. But can you make plays in the pocket and go through your progressions? Look how Pat Mahomes was panicking and then all looking to run somewhere. And it was the perfect defensive scheme of what Pat Mahomes was trying to do, because they were doing that umbrella, which is cover four, you cover the quarters, or going too deep. So you know what? In theory, shame, and Stink said this, and it's so true. Shame on the Chiefs not trying to run against that defense. When you're playing that umbrella four deep, you're playing quarters or two deep. The run support, no. You know what that's saying? Vic said, we can put those defensive backs in coverage because we're going to kick your ass on the line of scrimmage.
They had no fear of the running game.
Exactly.
And
but you got at least attempt to run the ball to help out Mahomes.
So when we had on Archie Manning yesterday, his deal is I have a kind of phone date with Vic Fangio later in the week, and he says, I guarantee you the game plan didn't say zero blitzes the entire game. But since it worked and they weren't running the ball – and you were getting unbelievable pressure with just four guys, they kept it.
Well, and you might say, well, Bobby, you're down 24 to nothing and they're getting waxed, or 17 to 24 to nothing, then you just can't run the ball. No, the first half, the game was not out of hand. Charlie, what did the Chiefs have? I don't have my notes in front of me. What did the Chiefs have rushing the ball in the first half? Three rushing attempts? The whole game, the damn running backs ran seven times. I guarantee you, Kellen Moore won't do that. That's not a winning formula.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this break. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettillo along with Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert. We got a clip from Kellen Moore talking about offensively to put stress on a defense.
I think the biggest thing from an offensive perspective is you got to stress the defense, whether it be tempo, which we'll use a lot of. We like to use a lot of tempo every place that I've been. We'll use shifts and motions and we huddle, but we want to stress the defense. Now, whether we have to throw it 50 times or run it 15 times, I really don't care. However, we got to win a football game. We'll do that based off who we have available to us and who's on our roster. But we want to be a team that stresses the defense, challenges them, utilizes our entire roster, the depth that we have, and take advantage of all these different players' superpowers.
You know, one of the things he brought up, Bob, you and I have talked about this, I think a lot of times, the Saints, they got away from the running game way too quick in some games. Okay, it wasn't working at first, but you got to continue to run it. Look, the Eagles, they didn't make a lot of hay running the ball against Kansas City, but you can't be one-dimensional, and that's what Kansas City became against the Eagles, one-dimensional.
Well, that's why, again,
Fans don't have patience. That's why drive-through was invented. I mean, I want to eat now. I got to wait? No, to think about the drive-through.
Microwave.
Yeah, microwave. That's one of the greatest inventions ever. I mean, I use a microwave every day. I mean, when you think about the convenience of that. And that's when people don't have patience. Because they look at always short-term.
And coaches are like that, too.
It's human nature.
Yes.
They all like that. So can you have patience? So to me, you have to look at the big picture. This will help your quarterback even play better. Can you have the attempts in rushing the football to try and keep the defense honest? Now you might say, well, why are we doing that? Our offense is boring. No, the bottom line is, listen, it's a boring game 17-13 unless you win. And now think about this. If you told me every game next year, now I don't know that happened, you have to have a kick-ass defense. You know, Mike, let's say we were winning games 20-14, 17-13, but we 2-0. Look at the first two games, how we waxed the freaking Cowgirls in Carolina. We love that. It was highly entertaining. Now, I'm not talking about just watching a football game, but if that's your team and you're winning, even though it's a 17-13, 20-14 type game, you're all excited because we won. The bottom line, are you winning or losing? And you have to do whatever it takes to get to that.
Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. Go to Slick Rick on the North Shore. Slick Rick, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, boys, how y'all doing?
Good. Hey, what's up, Slick Rick? Slick Rick? Slick Rick, I like that name. What's up, man?
Yeah, you know, I agree with you, Bobby. It seems like all the players that leave the Saints end up at the Super Bowl, and now even the coordinators that leave the Saints end up there.
We're going to turn that around in the future, hopefully.
Oh, hopefully. You know,
but, Slick, what Bobby and I were talking about, and I agree with him, Dennis Allen's going to have success as a coordinator in Chicago.
I'd be shocked. I'm telling you right now, go put money on this. Who's always the surprise team? Everyone was on Washington. To me, if I go NFC, watch the Bears next year and AFC the Patriots. Because I'm a Vrabel fan, and I like their quarterback. So I'm telling you, watch those two teams.
Right.
And I think Dennis Allen, look, he's a pro football coach at the highest level. Now, he did work out at head coach. But watch, Slick Rick, he's going to work out, I'm telling you, with the Bears. I truly believe this. Now, if you look at NFL coordinators who failed as a head coach, that's a fraternity there. And going back even old school, like Wade Phillips and all. Wade Phillips, one outstanding defensive coordinators. Mike, you look at all that. Okay, who's rumored to be the Saints defensive coordinator?
Brandon Staley.
I don't think he worked out as head coach with the Chargers. That doesn't mean he can't coach. You know who's his kind of mentor? Vic Fangio, when you look at that. Look at Steve Spagnuolo. Did you see his Rams record? It's worse than Dennis Allen, what he did as a head coach. And he's going to probably make the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a defensive coordinator. So that's why, listen, I know one thing, Kellen Moore knows what the hell he's doing. Now, will he work out as a head coach? We got to wait and see. Go ahead, Slick Rick.
Because players make you a lot smarter coach. That's the issue.
Yeah.
You don't have enough core players.
Go ahead, Slick Rick. Go ahead, Rick James.
Okay, we got a bad connection.
You're breaking
up.
He said only three guys. I wish you'd know, like, who's only three guys.
Well, I do know one thing. Don Shula was a former NFL player. He won more games than anybody in the history of the National Football League. Tom Landry, former player, won a lot of games at the NFL level. Mike Ditka won a lot of games with the Bears. Didn't win a lot with the Saints, but he won a lot with the Bears, and just sort of cherry-picking that particular deal. But today, because of the money that's involved in coaching today, you're going to see a lot more former players get involved. As Bobby always says, the real world sucks when you're not getting a check as a player.
Well, the one thing, though, I would say Kellen Moore is way more disciplined than a lot of former players. Just because you're a great player doesn't mean you'd be a great coach. You know why? Because they ain't putting in the hours, and to perfect their craft. Kellen Moore played six seasons in the National Football League. He was a backup. He said, I knew I really couldn't make it. But he was cerebral. He was like, he'd take notes. His dad was a coach. He said, okay, if I can't play at the highest level on the field, then I want to coach the position and put the players that can get it done. That's why I think when you look at, to me, Kellen Moore has an advantage over Sean Payton. Bobby, what are you talking about? Look what Sean Payton accomplished for the Saints. Look what he did with Denver in the second season. I'm going strictly by a player. Kellen Moore was a way better player than Sean Payton. Sean Payton never made it in the NFL. Sean Payton was a scab. He played in the strike season in 1987 with the Bears. They got video of like Mike Ditka chewing Sean Payton out. Sean Payton was outstanding at Eastern Illinois, but the quarterback that you know from Eastern Illinois is Tony Romo. And it's not Sean Payton. So when you look, you know who's the greatest winning college quarterback in the history of the NCAA?
Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore, 52-3. What? 53. Kellen Moore is a winner. I'm telling you. Now, I don't know how that's going to go about it as far as the head coach. We got to wait and see. And when you put skins in the wall. But I know Kellen Moore knows what the hell he's talking about and knows football. And football's in his blood. If all of a sudden you need a transfusion or whatever type he is, type O, whatever, you better have some football in that blood that you train. Because that's his mindset, how he was raised.
We'll be back to finish it up here in our number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 right after this break. Finishing up here in our number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Reed and Cutoff. Reed, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike. Bobby J, how you doing?
All right, Reed. How you doing, man? Good to hear you from a circumcised city. What you got?
Oh, yeah. We grew up across the bayou from you, so.
All right. What you got, man?
Look, I tell you what. You know, all we want as a fan base for the Houdat Nation is just to give us a little something that we can hope and get our...
hope for the future. Hope. You want hope. Listen, you have to have hope. Now, if you can have... patience, along with hope, that's a virtue that everyone should embrace.
But everyone has that.
But, you know, everybody, okay, Reed, I'm going to take this right quick. You can call back after, because I want you to make your point. Let me tell you right now, between the Saints and the Pelicans, that's an NFL and NBA franchise. It's not minor leagues. You might say, maybe they're not playing like I want them to play. But don't you want them to stay in town? Because then a big town becomes a bigger town, if not a small city like we are. I don't want the NBA going anywhere, the NFL. So we got to support the Pelicans and the Saints. Bottom line.
Thank you, Reed. Appreciate the call, bud. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this news break.